Hey, this is Patrick on the Mike Canisian Podcast. Thanks for joining me today. It's been a while. I've been on hiatus, or maybe if you want to call it sabbatical, or maybe I was been on pandemic leave. Anyways, today, this morning, I opened up my email, and as I always usually do, checked it, and I saw this request from Quora. And it was from some guy named Jerry Ju, wanted to ask me question and answer in Quora. So if you dabble in Quora, check it out. What does China, I think I'll probably put the link here. What does China want from the Pacific Islands? Well, off the top of my head, this is what I said, and I want to share it with you. So to that question, I said China wants what every superpower wants: to expand its influence, dominance, maintain some sort of balance in its favor around its borders, which is the Pacific Ocean. You know, basically to be the biggest, baddest kid on the block. Right now, isn't China the number one, number two economy in the world? Right? In terms of economy, in terms of population, China is the biggest, baddest kid out there. And so, of course, what do they want in the Pacific Islands? I mean, let's not forget, and I wrote that here in the on the post, it's not in this front, I forget the bloody battles that occurred in the Pacific Islands between the USA and Japan in World War II. The Pacific Islands have been and continue to be a strategic area, shipping. Plus, it's a big patch of area between the U.S. You know, it says right here, I wrote, on one end of the Pacific Ocean is USA, and on the other end is China. In between these tiny island nations, Micronesia, where I'm at, have been ruled in the past by the USA and continue that alliance with the USA while maintaining diplomatic ties with the People's Republic of China, even Taiwan. So it's not like we don't have any sort of contact with them. Yes, I think China, the People's Republic of China, was one of our very first diplomatic partners when we became an independent nation, a sovereign nation, I would say. We're still dependent. Anyways, the Center for Strategic and International Studies refers to the Pacific Islands as blue squares on the chessboard. Yes, chessboard. How about that? So my answer, what does China want from the Pacific Islands? Well, China wants to win the geopolitical chess game. Win. China wants to win in the Pacific Islands in every way, I would think, you know. I mean, the parts of the Pacific, the eastern side of Pacific, Palau, are part of what is called the second island chain. The second strategic defense line for China against the United States. Yeah. We are in their, you know, proverbial backyard. So we are very important, I would think, because of, like the real estate agents say, location, location, location. And that's why. That's why. That's what China wants from the Pacific Islands. I mean, look. We're tiny islands, but we're strategically placed in the major shipping lines. That's huge, especially as an economic giant like China, you know. And of course, we know about their South China Sea building islands, and you know, even their Spratt with the Spratly Islands against the Philippines, or I don't know who was it the Philippines and China, Japan? China just wants to be the dominant, and it's looking to be. It's expanding its influence, dominance, maintaining some sort of balance in its favor around its borders. That's what I wrote. To be the biggest, baddest kid on the block, to win the geopolitical chess game. That's what China wants in the Pacific. That's just my humble opinion.